Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back. I love that. How many smooches do you get in a day? I don't get too many. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and I can't think of anyone I'd rather do it with than the original founding member of our Brain Trust, Gerald Celente, one of the people I admire most in the world. He's a deep thinker. He's a big thinker, and he doesn't mind upsetting apple carts. But here's the thing, folks. He subscribes to the Dizzy Dean School of Forecasting. Gerald, remember what Dizzy Dean said? He said, if you can do it, it ain't bragging. Remember that? He said, if you can do it, it ain't bragging. So, folks, when Gerald forecasts, when he tracks a trend, which is how he says it, he won't let me call him a futurist. When he tracks a trend, he can do it. And so it ain't bragging. And so I always listen. When Gerald says anything, I take it seriously, even if it does upset my apple cart. Hey, Gerald, I want to talk about real estate. Now, this is a topic that I've been talking about for a long time. I've made some forecasts about real estate, especially along the lines of the demographic waves, the younger people coming along, how they think about real estate, how they think. And I'm talking, when I say real estate, I'm primarily talking about residential real estate. And I think the 20th century model, the 20th century home ownership paradigm is shifting as we speak, largely because of demographics, some economics, and I think it's going to upset a lot of apple carts. What do you think?
Well, it is. It's a whole new world out there. Economics and demographics, you're correct on both of them. But economics, I really believe, is the fundamental with it. We're looking now, you know, the markets go up and down. You know, one of the mistakes I made in my life as a early trend forecaster, when crashes happen, I thought they would stay down. And I didn't know they'd come up with things like, for example, negative and zero interest rate policy and quantitative easing. You know, they didn't teach you that in Economics 101 at graduate school. But here's the deal. You know, during the Clinton campaign back in 92, they used to have the campaign slogan inside the offices to keep focusing was, it's the economy, stupid.
Right.
This time, it's interest rates, stupid. End of story. They keep interest rates low, the housing market will continue to grow.
Right.
You already saw what happened. Weekly mortgage applications surged nearly 9% on lower rates last week.
That's right. That's right. Here's what's so crazy about that, Gerald. The rate that they didn't like before that was lower than you and I ever saw in our lifetime.
Exactly. And that's what I'm going back to. Why
people in our generation think 5% mortgage for 30 years is a gift.
And when it hit 5%, near 5% last November, the housing market started to tank.
That's right.
You saw sales in Southern California. Southern California home sales plunged 20% in December.
Amazing.
To its lowest level in 11 years at 5%.
Yeah.
So now we're seeing a growth again because it came down to around 4.45.
If mortgage rates ever went to 7 or 8, we'd see a housing depression, wouldn't we?
No, if they go to 5.5 to 6, it can't take it.
Yeah.
So what we're going to see, here's our forecast. We're going to see the Federal Reserve lower interest rates between 2 to 3 times this year.
Wow. Wow.
And we're political atheists. The 2020 election's coming up. They're going to do everything they can to pump up the economy. This election is going to be based upon the on the Democratic side, it's going to be on the socialist issues.
Right.
You know, free money,
right.
Free education,
free
health care. Right. On the other side, it's going to be trade, economy, and open borders.
Mm-hmm.
Those are going to be the other side. To close
who's
the borders,
going to win? Who's going to win that argument quickly?
It's you know, Trump is not ruled out yet. Our forecast right now for the Democratic winner is going to be, we call him the White Obama.
Right.
And that's Beto O'Rourke.
You know, I forecasted that Trump wouldn't even run for a second term. I'm still sticking by that, by the way.
You may be right.
Yeah. Hey, Gerald, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. TrendsResearch.com, folks. Please check out that website. You'll thank me later. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.